Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? How's your monsoon up there in Washington, D.C.?
Flooding. There are school delays because of rain. There are power outages because of rain. They can't take the rain. And, Mike, do not drive through unmarked puddles of water because you're going to hydroplane.
Potholes, Mike.
Yes, they're going to kill you. The rain is going to kill us.
Pools. Is it similar to the way it was when I lived there, when the first hint of moisture on the highways and byways would result in a collective panic throughout the D.C. metro area?
I think my favorite thing this morning is when they called someone from, I believe, Prince William County on Channel 5 this morning.
How'd that go?
They got the phone system worked out, the lady said, well, there's some rain and moisture out there, so we suggest, even on the major thoroughfares, keep it at 30 or 35.
Right.
And I said, okay, that'll be good.
These wet leaves.
Yeah, watch out for the leaves.
For those of you around the country, we have two adjoining counties in a certain part of northern Virginia. One is called Fairfax, and so you have Fairfax County, which I would describe as...
Yes.
Welcome to Fairfax County. Fine schools, overpriced homes, and the quality of living superior to many areas in the state. And then bordering that is the county that I used to live in, which is called Prince William County.
Oh, that's different.
Let's go, Mutt! Let's go, Mutt!
That's so true.
But it's mutton with granite countertops.
Yes, exactly.
Everything's new. All the houses are new. And then, of course, well, let me stop that. And then we have, what do we have here? We have, in the middle of Prince William County, is a city jurisdiction known as the City of Manassas.
Oh.
Where I lived. An anomaly. Not because people are less rednecky. They're just meaner. Anyway,
why is the meanness?
Oh, I don't know.
You can't be snooty in the city of Manassas.
Snooty?
No.
If you are surrounded by used tires.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really their main industry,
but
too.
But would it be accurate to say in the city of Manassas, which you both know extremely well.
Yeah. Intimately.
Would it be safe to
say. Trashiest city in Virginia.
Although easily. Surrounded by used tires, they wanted to be Old Town Alexandria. Yeah.
Oh, and they're very proud of it. And what they want to do is they want to embrace the history. But sadly, their history begins in about 1960.
Yeah, when you have a sex toy shop in your historic district.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, let's be honest.
Well, that's very good.
That's true.
There you are. There it is right there. And the fact is, and this is any metropolitan area, I would imagine now, whether it be out there in California, whether mm-hmm. you've got Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, the people that are slaying the dragon, in order to pay for the granite countertop, will be awakening at about 3 o'clock in the morning to make it to a 9 o'clock job.
Exactly.
Which, you got to move out there.
It's very frustrating. So anyway, the reason I ask is because when rain comes in.
Rain.
People kind of freak out.
They
freak out and traffic becomes abysmal. Now, Oscar, you don't deal with that anymore, but I know that Rob Spiewak, you every single day, and Pony every single day of your lives, you deal with this each and every day.
Yeah,
it was under 2 hours today. Not bad.
Oh, so so there was not the level of panic. Has it really arrived yet?
Well, what happened is that I think that the panic was earlier, and the panic is going to happen again. There wasn't actual falling weather this morning while I was on the way in.
So that's it. If it was really raining, you had people spinning out, and God forbid, the frozen precipitation, which is just around the corner.
Guys, is it fair to say that we had 1 week of fall and now winter is coming?
Well, you know what? Next week will really determine it. Okay. We have to see what happens next week.
Because it's been dark ever since I got back.
Oh, yeah. It's been dark, yeah.
Really, really. It's like I expect the Pharaoh to come take the firstborn male child.
Are you having
it
your post?
It is really a bad time.
Are you getting your post? I get the impression you're getting today. It wasn't yesterday. Usually it's Wednesday. You're getting your post-vacation hangover today. Today is when it's really dawning on you that you are in this it's going to be great. It's going to be great for 6 months.
On the set of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is really not Bermuda. Ever cops to that.
May I offer
not
this?
Not as sexy, though.
That's true. Not enough nudity.
I could take my shirt off.
Let me offer this, John.
Yes, please.
Because you know that I fled. I fled from that area. I fled for a variety of reasons. I like the applause. I like the applause.
We applaud your bravery.
You'll be very, very happy to know that
the sun is overrated.
Even with the what I have dealt with, and this is the truth, Oscar. I have dealt with probably from early May through this week. This week we're starting to maybe creep out of it a little bit.
Right.
But since early May, the average temperature here has been 94 to 95 degrees. Every single day. So you get that during the summer, but we are about to, you know, enter October, November, December, January, February.
The blizzards.
It's great.
The monsoons.
But I have found the negative in all this positivity.
Yes.
And that's why when our good friend Hank Reuter posted the how can you tell it's a fall in Florida, the colors of the license plates changed. And it was absolutely perfection.
Classic. Awesome.
And where I live in the great state of Florida, they all come down from the Midwest.
And your Indianas?
The Illinois, Michigan.
Ohio, maybe?
Iowa, you know, the people from the Midwest. Now, we have an affiliate. We have one of our only two radio affiliates in Iowa, and I have a tremendous amount of esteem. When I would visit Iowa... it was kind of fun. I should have seen the tells.
You used to vacation there, right?
With our friend Steve Bridges, you know? I should have heard the... Because that's kind of... I thought Midwest was corn.
Yes.
Farms.
And lumberyards.
that's a different thing, but yes.
Open doors on porches. Come on in and have a biscuit. I didn't realize that it was the seat of this... white anger in America.
But Mike, I think you've got a line to draw there.
Yeah.
Steve is a full-time Iowa guy. That's why I'm going to be here in the winter.
Right.
I'll be here in the summer.
Well, the
angry people are the
full-time.
Ones that travel, I think. The ones that need to get out.
Maybe they are, but it's already getting twitchy and entitled.
Oh, dear.
And just even the slightest venture out, you're beginning to see the early signs. Not yet. By the way, it officially happens the beginning of February. That's when
the juice bags arrive.
That's when it's just thick down here. That's when you can't even breathe down here. But I'll take the glorious days, and I'm okay with that. But I realize no matter where I am in the world, I will have something to bitch about.
Yes.
I will always have something to bitch about, and I have to be very, very
careful. Carla, Bermuda, the water's too blue. I need some pollution in my life.
That's right.
Yes.
It hurts my eyes. Yeah. The glare off the ocean.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
This deep-sea fishing, let me tell you.
But the fact is, Northern Virginia, where I come from, I wouldn't trade it. I would not trade going back to Northern Virginia for where I am right now, because it's so different. It's
very
so,
different.
It's such a
different
surreal
speed.
Environment down. Yeah, it's a different rhythm, and I'm cool with that.
You don't miss the seasons at all, but you see, if you really crave it, you have Maine.
Don't you think we get to a place in our lives, as far as seasons is concerned, where you're like, if I want to see the seasons, I could go visit them.
Yeah, I'll go to the seasons.
By the way, Oscar is so going to be like in Arizona within the next 5 years.
Oh, I know. You're selling me right now. I'm like, I like the sun a lot.
I'm not exaggerating here. I'll say the bad with the good. We are about a week away from probably consistently about 85 to 75 degrees for the run, for the entire run. And that, you know, you can deal with people. You can deal with people that you can deal with being an outsider. Which I think I always will be down here. Because
I doubt that, because the people that are outside are the ones that are coming in May and or February,
no,
right?
No, but the people that come down here, whether they come in October or they come in February, they are all from a certain region of the United States where they all grew up. And I'm not from there.
Okay.
And I know nothing about them. And I knew nothing about them. And I certainly didn't know anything about their politics. That's for sure. And that was a pretty, pretty good little misjudgment on my part, you know?
Mike gets on to like the green. He's like, "Hey guys, how about Hillary? She's gonna kill him." Hey!
And then you hear the
"What an a-hole! What an incredible a-hole!"
Who let him in this neighborhood?
And then his saver. Wow, yeah. 74 and sunny.
You know what it was more like? It was more like me having a cocktail or two with a group of friends and getting into a discussion, and one or two of that group of, say, 12 people,
right,
latched on to it. Latched on
the
to it like
man,
there was
Mike.
No... And then spread the word, and then I got labeled. And I am labeled.
Oh, the label.
Yeah, it's like, "Oh, hey, are you going by the Libtard's house?" Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, man,
have a
that
great
is
time.
Harsh.
Oh, it's wow. harsh. It's very harsh.
Maybe,
but you know what? Yes.
Maybe it's like New York. You're not really a New Yorker until you've lived in New York City for 10 years. Maybe
I thought you got to be a New Yorker when you got mugged.
I got mugged in Hartford, Connecticut, by the way.
Really?
I've told that story before.
That you have
mugged.
To be a snowbird for 10 years before you're actually accepted by your community.
Well, you've been going down there for 10 years, though.
No, yeah, but that's vacations. That doesn't matter. That's a week's not going to do it. What it is, though, you find yourself, as each year goes by, as each period of time goes by, you find yourself feeling more kind of comfortable, and I'm comfortable with my outsiderness. I am perfectly comfortable with that because I am extremely
Do you wear it as a badge of courage?
I do indeed. Yes, I do. And that's not, by the way, that's not political outsiderness. That's the whole deal. That's the, the May-December romance, the three-year-old with a 57-year-old. Yes, Oscar Santana, you have your hand up.
When you were mugged, was this outside of Wayne Manor?
No, I was mugged, and my parents were not with me at that particular time. I was in Hartford, Connecticut. I was 13 years of age inside G. Fox's department store.
Mugged in a department store?
In a department store they actually pulled a knife on me.
Really?
They were probably young guys, about probably not that much older than I was, but I was scared.
Did it have
a
compass on the end?
It did not have a compass on
the
end.
Did they steal your ascot?
I remember this is how much of a terrified candy ass I was.
Yeah.
I remember reaching into my little kid's wallet and taking out a $5 bill.
Wow.
And handing it to him. And then I was left alone after that. But I was pretty shaken up.
Was it a Velcro wallet?
No, Velcro wouldn't be around back then.
I don't think we had Velcro back then.
Was it stitched together?
I'm guessing, Mike,
it was stitched together by the local Indian tribe.
I'm guessing it was sort of a brown vinyl with large stitching around the end. Maybe a cowboy on it?
It didn't have a cow. I wasn't that much of a candy ass.
Hey, cowboys are tough.
Did you have
actually,
baseball
it had the stitching. It had the stitching. It was like the Samuel L. Jackson wallet in Pulp Fiction.
But it didn't say bad M. Meffer on it.
No, it didn't say bad.
Little MFR.
It's a candy ass.
That truly happened to me. And I
$5. Here's my $5.
Yeah, but back really then happened. That was like $80.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You were saved, but they didn't hurt you, though?
Excuse me, what?
They never
I'm sorry, you were interrupting and I didn't hear. What?
But they never cut you. You got out of it safely.
What?
You weren't cut?
What?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
He can hear us.
Yeah.
He's doing a bit now because we were talking all over him. He's
right. I apologize. What?
Yes.
Oh, why should this be different than any other day? You were saying?
I was just glad that you survived the nasty incident. You weren't cut.
Hey, do you want to do the mailbag now or do you want to do it at the beginning of the show?
In the interest of time, we should start the show
what?
And then do the mailbag.
Interest?
In the interest of time.
Compound interest.
Compound interest.
Shut up, Pony. You don't belong here.
You know what Pony's piling on? It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, it's going to be a fine day. I suggest we start the show, you assholes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's right, man. You better have some medical insurance or you're going to die. That's right. Everybody, you got to eat right and exercise. No, you don't. You need some coverage. Coverage will save your life. That's right. I mean, we all gonna die, but at least if you got some coverage, you will die on a mattress. That's right, man. When I was a kid, we didn't have no insurance. We didn't have a damn thing. You had to be damn near dead to see the doctor. That's why you had to be way past Robitussin. That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
Jay.
Wait. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Yeah!
Yeah!
Our show today brought to you by Beachbody On Demand.
Yes.
Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, weight loss. It's an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. Rob Spiewak is doing it. Oscar Santana is doing it. And you guys are loving it.
It's
yes,
fantastic.
Oscar.
Mike, the 21-day fix, what's phenomenal about it, and this is what's cool about Beachbody, is they really have a level of professionalism from their instructors that you expect from these type of names, right?
Right.
Well, 21-day fix, for example, the one I'm doing right now, has a wonderful instructor, and the people within the video, they're not hacks. They actually tell you exactly what to do and what you need to get that workout done. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you can choose from a resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts valued at over $6,000 at one low price. Isn't that right, Rob?
It's fantastic. I'm doing Tai Chang with Dr. Mark Chang. And what's cool is that when you do it, see, I've never done anything like this. It's like core strength and stretching. There's a grid. You see it from three different views. You can't mess up because you're watching it from every angle. It's fantastic. It's so easy to do.
Beachbody On Demand, a brand new service, but already has almost a million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030. Beachbody On Demand, and we welcome them as a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, I've been flapping my gums enough for the beginning of the show. It is Thursday, and that normally means it's not about any of us.
No,
it's not about me. It's not about Oscar. It's not about Rob. It is all about you, the listener.
It's
all about you.
All about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you. All the time.
Mugging.
I wonder, Rob, do we have any gifts today?
Ooh.
Oh, we do, Mike. As a matter of fact, we do.
We have presents for you.
Okay.
We do.
I love when people send Mike presents and they completely forget about us.
We have three books for you, actually, Mike. This one is two kids' books. One is decidedly not a kid's book. This is from Rich Morical, and this is for your son. It's called The Contest at Cowlick, which is one of his favorite children's books. And also, The Cajun Night After Christmas. This was sent from Jeff Norris.
I read the Cajun Three Little Pigs with the Manassas Symphony. That was.
I wonder if it's the same author. Do you remember the author's name of that?
You know, I didn't even write it down on the show prep today.
Jenny Jackson Moss and Amy Jackson Dixon?
I performed yesterday at my kid's school.
You performed?
A puppet show?
We went down early to actually see the kids, and we wanted to see how Michael did on the playground with the little guys.
Yeah.
And it was a blast to watch them run around, and they had asked me earlier if I'd come in and do a dramatic reading.
Nice.
And so I whipped out a little monkey book and read to the kids, and it was a lot of fun. They loved it.
Yes, as your business partner and friend, you got to stop this now.
Yeah, don't
this
give it away,
not
Mike.
The game play here.
I was not going to charge
them.
I was not going to
charge
them.
No, you don't charge them. You don't do it. You know what? You're Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
You're Mike O'Mara. Rob can do it because he's Rob Spiewak.
Or have Carla do it.
Mike
have
O'Mara
Carla read a monkey book.
Can't do this.
But didn't we learn our lesson from when Rob was giving it away, giving it away, giving it away now? That's Rob was
but like,
doing all
look, this weekend, he's going to be doing the high school
the varsity homecoming game. Yes. That's right, the football game.
I sanction that one, though, because that kind of excites me that he's doing that just because it's so out of what he would normally do. Although you did it with the Redskins, and you know, you
but
learn
this is
about
different.
The sport.
This is up in the booth where you actually have to do
the
plays
the
and everything.
40.
It's different.
The negative 10. The negative 20.
They're on their own 60. Mike, this is the one you're going to like the best. This is an autographed copy of a book. You had a Facebook interaction with this author. His name is Staff Sergeant Andy Brown, U.S. Air Force retired. He was working on this book.
Corresponded with him. He's
and
a fantastic.
The book is called Warnings Unheeded. He actually wrote an inscription and signed it to you, so we'll be mailing this down to you in a couple days.
I look forward to
that. So there you go.
And,
that's
maybe
our
we can grab him and
pack.
Get him on the show. That should be a
thanks
a
for
lot
all
of
the
fun,
stuff
so.
For us, Andy. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you so
he sent us
you
one, know. Too. You know that.
One.
One.
There's three of us.
Yeah,
really four of us.
To Rob and Oscar. Read it to each other.
Does the man who doesn't...
share a book, sir.
Does the man who doesn't even deny himself anything with the brand new America's Cup jacket.
Hey, don't
really
be jealous.
Need more gifts.
I look for
a
jacket
need
or
more
present
gifts?
For you guys. I buy myself gifts because nobody buys them for me.
That's true, Mike. He's the forgotten
sad.
Little boy. He's the little boy who always got what he want.
That's Oscar Santana had to buy jackets for himself because no one would buy anything. Does Shannon ever like get you an impromptu gift? Ever?
I don't think she's ever done that. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think Shannon's ever come home with a bag of chips and said, hey, I thought
you were
hungry.
I wonder if that'll be brought up during the divorce.
No, it's in the prenup.
Okay. Not even married yet.
Bring me a all gift.
Right. Let's move on. We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world. Reuben Maximilian White, born Monday, 20 inches and 9 pounds even. Wow, that's
big
a
baby.
Big boy.
Big baby.
Mother and baby are doing fine. That's wonderful. Welcome to the world. Happy birthday, Mr.
Happy
Scott
birthday.
Check. Oh, man. Scott Check. Faithfully listening ever since the days when we had an affiliate in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I remember that.
Yeah.
Randy Kirkpatrick turned 39 last week and would like to thank TMOS for helping him through a particularly bad year by providing lots of laughs. Attaboy, Randy. Well, it's been a bad year for me, too. So,
yeah.
You know what?
I think it's been a great year for everybody. Mike, you're
what's
alive.
That? Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah, that's right. Sean Smoot, what do I say to that?
Well,
the hell you, say,
well
you, know?
You can't really argue it, yeah, because well, if you do, you're proving his point.
There was a chance you weren't going to make it, and we were well prepared here.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just sad that me mama went bye-bye.
Yeah.
I thought it was your own health. That's what
no,
I was
see, he's
I
selfish.
No, because that was, you know what? That was elective. If it was something
you
where...
You didn't
if
have
I
some
would...
bad plastic surgery. You needed a new hip. If, you if, needed
but,
one.
But it's a
but
gorgeous
it was elective.
Hip.
But it still was elective.
Yes.
So I chose to do it. I could. I would have been able to live in pain. I'm
and
living
misery?
With pain on the right one.
You were miserable.
I was miserable, but it was technically elective. So, I mean, I kind of brought that all that crap on myself. I got bad luck. I had bad luck with it. That's the way that went. You know. But I'm moving on every day, getting faster every day, getting stronger every day. Got
every
my
day
PT,
in every way. Better
got
and better.
Got my PT tomorrow. I'm
PT.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to kick ass. Anyway, not. Let's see. Sean Smoot wrote, wanted to say happy birthday to my husband, Matthew.
That's all he got. That's all we got from them. So I
did you get it late? Did you get that one late by any
chance? No, that was early and bad. The late ones don't get included, Mike.
Early and bad.
Early and bad.
That's good. Scott Spindler had a birthday this past Tuesday, and he's a Martian. Mars, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, like with intercourse and some of the weird towns they have in that state. So Mars, Pennsylvania. I like that. Charles J.S., had a birthday yesterday. That's kind of an odd name. Charles, what, with the initials at the end?
That's exactly how he typed it, and then his email handle is sort of like gibberish, too, so who knows what he is? I don't know.
Okay. Charles J.S. had a birthday yesterday. He was born the same month that the Washington Senators played their last game in D.C.
Oh.
Okay. Which they forfeited to the Yankees. Isn't that something? How about that? Rob wrote that.
Yeah.
I know Rob wrote that.
Do you know
that,
of the story that in the Senators were winning in the ninth inning, and the fans rushed the field, and so they had to forfeit their last game in D.C. to the Yankees because they stole, I think, first base.
You know, in the body of the show, if I get to it today, I hope I do, I will have a Yankees story, a fresh one from last night.
Yankees!
Yes, the Yankees taking a special moment and ruining it for the Red Sox, which I think would be, if I'm a Red Sox fan and I could have ruined the moment for the Yankees, I'd love that. So the Yankee fans have to be gloating a little bit, although it really doesn't matter, but I'll explain.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to the smoking hot Puerto Rican Christy Soto from her husband Brian Thomas, who promises not to get happy. All right, that's very nice.
Good man.
Could we please have the traditional TMOS birthday song for Jessica Savage? Isn't that an anchor lady?
It was in the old days, yeah, but I don't think this is the same
married
one.
To Michael Savage?
Oh. Different guy.
She turns 38 today, so she technically would have been named when Jessica Savage was still relevant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I accurate about that?
Yeah. I wonder if she has those same Savage good looks.
But do you find that strange? Instead of doing shtick, I'm talking to you. I'm asking you direct. Don't you find that a little odd?
No. You know, I find that the same way that a parent would name a child like Steve Stevens. It's like what it is. This is the fault of the parent. The parent is not thinking the name through. It's a bad name.
Do you think there was any of the real anchor lady who was what tragically killed, I believe,
I think that's right, yeah.
I don't know this. I'm looking it up right
Oscar,
now.
Oscar, can you look up Jessica Savage? I'm sure that was the name of the anchor. And if the lady is 38, I'm very curious about Jessica Savage. I'd like to know if there's any history with that name, if it was somebody that maybe honored.
After her car?
Went into a ditch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like Chappaquiddick.
What year?
Yeah. Drowned in a drainage area with a car going off the road.
She was born, if she's 38, she was born in 78.
78?
She would be.
So Jessica Savage was probably still a thing, but not yet dead. So it's
so
not like a memorial.
Probably because she was just an anchor lady and that it was the family Savage. They didn't really think twice about it. So that has answered the question. So
there
now
you go.
I get it. And happy birthday, Jessica Savage. And I remembered it, right? Oscar's significant enough story in 83 to
meet
remember,
the press
right?
Today, like they had all, she was a big name.
Oh, big deal,
big name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kurt Anderson just turned 50. This show, let me just tell you folks, every now and then you come into the studio and you look at your coworkers and let me tell you something, I'm rowing upstream today. I am rowing upstream today.
You said
from the minute I walked in the studio.
Some rando that died in 83. I'm sorry, I was just getting here on a shutter.
Well, you know what? And there we go. There. That's helpful to me, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kurt Anderson just turned 50 today and is currently on the prowl for a young trophy wife. Congratulations, ladies. Joyce Woodard is a P1 listener who had a birthday last week. She is exactly 3 months younger than Mike O'Mara, and that is kind of interesting. Happy birthday, Joyce. Row.
Don't you love the fact that she...
Oscar Santana.
Take
another vacation after you take a day off every week for a year.
How about you get sick and not come to work?
Don't do what you say. Piss the host of the show off again 2 days after you're back. Fight with Mike
O'Mara again. You're pulling
a
Trump. You're derailing, man.
Yes, I am. I'm derailing. You! Thank you. Just wanted to get that out of my system.
I've done so much worse, and now you're mad.
Yes. Yes, you've... what do you mean you've done so much worse?
Like, that was not something that you derail on me for. That was funny.
No, it's just been tough for me, boys. It's been tough today. It's been tough working with both of you today. Just remember that. I am trying. I'm trying my best. I come in ready to go. I got a show plan. And yes, if I derail, I just did. I derailed. I went off the rails during the mailbag, which, by the way, I have to read. No matter what, this is my responsibility.
You need
if
to
you
do
want,
it.
Rob, print it out and you can read it, and I'll sit over here and hunt and peck for 25 minutes, okay?
What? No.
All right. Thank you.
Back on the rails.
Happy birthday to Matt Beaver, who turns 43 today, but yet again, his sea husband is too busy. Oh, his sea husband.
Yes.
Too busy traveling for work to send in the birthday wish. By any chance, is Jennifer available to sing him happy birthday a la Marilyn Monroe? I don't think she is, unfortunately.
Oh, that's she was today. Well, she was in Disney yesterday.
Yeah,
she's not
still on vacation.
See, normally you tell me if Jennifer is to be available, but then that's today.
But
that's,
Jennifer is normally standing right by.
That's the way today rolls. No,
you do tell
him. That's not true. Well, give me a heads up.
You do give him a heads up of what's coming.
Very
true. You do.
All right, I should.
That did not happen today.
Would that not be today? Okay,
granted.
I thought today was going great. Apparently not.
You thought wrong. You thought wrong, Mr. Man, okay? You thought wrong. Please, just a modicum of respect. Why do I sound like I'm in the bathroom?
Are you?
Sounds interesting, though, doesn't it? Why does it sound better? Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jen, how was Disney?
How are you, boys? Disney
was
nice. Nice to see you. That's
are you a
okay.
Toto?
Mike can do that on the fly. Mike can change that. What?
Are you a Toto or a Kohler bowl type of lady?
I am a Kohler.
Oh.
All the way. All the way, Mr. Man. Nice jacket.
This jacket's really bothering you today. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. Anyway. No, Mike says it's not. He said you are. But anyway, it's not the jacket. It's what's inside. Let me see here.
Total
what
package.
Am I supposed to say? I'm supposed
you
to
sing
say,
happy birthday
happy
like Marilyn
birthday
Monroe.
To, okay. And this goes out to...
Matt Beaver.
Matt Beaver. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday, Matt Beaver. Mike is having a bad day. He feels like he gets so little respect. So take note, Oscar and Rob, because it'll help him today. I'm speaking for him right now because I'm his biggest supporter.
You're
so that's
proxy.
All he'd like.
That's, yes.
That's all he'd like.
Yeah.
That's all he'd like today.
Oh, dear. You're
that's
confident.
All he that's all he wants, okay? Just a little bit today, all right?
You got it.
I know it's raining where you are, but come on. Come on.
You're a good cheerleader, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What great S&A. Energy.
S&A. Mm.
She's got great energy, Mike.
She's dying great wit.
Oh, God, I feel like I've run a marathon. I feel like that kid in the race that got helped across the finish line with his brother. Moving right along. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Greetings from the Engels. Is that the guy that was at the live show?
Todd Engel.
Tom Engel.
Oh, damn it.
I would just like to wish my beautiful bride, Taylor, a very happy birthday. Her special day is tomorrow, and she is the love of my life. Just to let you guys know, I have tried to turn her on to other podcasts to extend her listening scope, but to no avail. TMOS is the only one she tunes into every day so she can be entertained, enlightened, and most of all, hear Rob's audio vault. Thanks again for all you guys do for her and our relationship, your friend, Tom Engel.
One of the highlights of the show in Reno, just having him say his name, Tom Engel.
Oh, yeah.
That Tom Engel came onto the show at the perfect time for frivolity and alcohol.
Yes.
It was absolutely the perfect time for that. And boy, did we have fun, and I hope to see him again soon. Hey, TMOS crew, I'd like to say happy anniversary to my wife, Lisa. We celebrated 16 years of marital perfection on Tuesday. Please note that 99% of that perfection is because of me.
Oh.
She had little to do with it, which also explains why it was left to me to send this letter.
Sounds about right.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to deal with a wife who is constantly blitzed on cheap wine coolers. This is a funny letter. But I love her anyway. She's given me three wonderfully crazy children in addition to high blood pressure and an eating disorder that doctors cannot quite diagnose. So here's to you, Lisa. Happy anniversary, and I hope we have many more to come. Love, Cameron Chad. P.S. She'll probably kill me after hearing this while we are lying in bed together tonight. If you never hear from me again, please keep the funny coming.
I think that's a nice wonderful. Tribute. It's a nice tribute to him.
I love that. The next one. Hi, guys. I was hoping for a birthday shout out since the blessed event of my birth is this Sunday. I'll be turning an uneventful 40-something, so I'll need to get all the cheering up I can. I still subscribe to the bonus show. I still shop at Amazon through the Mike O'Mara portal, and I'm still a proud Rob Mob card holder. I would like to request one of the face songs, if you would be so kind to play it. Is that the ones where you dub in face?
Yeah,
in
would
the,
you like to hear? We have three to choose from. We have Roberta Flack, James Taylor, or The Beatles. Do you have a favorite?
It's your dealer's choice. Love, Tina Rice is the one who requested this. So please, for Tina, this might be my favorite.
Yeah,
one.
I think James Taylor's my favorite
like
one, too,
one.
Mike.
I like this one a lot.
Back in the days when we were focusing on putting things in people's faces.
Whenever I see your smiling
face.
Face.
From
I miss that.
Tina Rice.
Tina Rice, thank you very much. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a gaggle of interns. My brother Christian and I have been fans since we were kids, and I now listen to the podcast on my daily commute into Manhattan from Brooklyn. I am the lady who laughs so loudly on the subway that I regularly startle other passengers, which isn't easy to do to New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the funny for so many years and making my commute a lot more enjoyable. My brother Christian Andrew Brewster Johnson... Wow.
Big name.
Sounds like a British landowner. He is one of those four-name turbo fans that you are so fond of.
I know you love them, Mike.
She anticipated. He always shops on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara link. His business cards are from Vistaprint. He orders meals through Blue Apron, and he shaves with a Harry's razor. The happiest I've ever seen him in his life, aside from his wedding day and the days his kids were born, was when he got a Rob fruitcake last year. Hey,
wow.
One of the lucky
big
few.
Big fan.
Are you doing that again this year?
Absolutely. We'll have the 12 fantastic. Days of fruitcake in December.
He's a terrific husband, father, brother, and son. I lucked out in the brother department, if you don't count when he used to blow up my dolls with firecrackers. And that one time he stole my gas cap from his own car and didn't confess until Christmas Day, when it is impossible to punish someone. He turns 40-something next week. If I was a better sister, I would have his exact age, but I'm lazy. He is currently dealing with a lot of serious stuff right now, and he could use some birthday love from you guys. I know just hearing this on the air will make him happy, but I'm sure he would be delighted by a birthday greeting from the Southern Bells. I actually don't know if he likes the Southern Bells, but I do, and I wrote the letter. Thank you again for making me laugh for all these years. Happy birthday, Christian. You are one of my two favorite brothers. All the best, Claire Johnson. That is a lengthy letter
it
for
is. Do we spin
this
for this, or do we just grant the wish?
Whatever you wish. If you want to spin for it, go right
ahead.
I think we probably ought to spin.
Yeah.
Oversized dress.
Hey, nice.
Very nice.
Big win.
Yeah. Well, hello. How are you? It's so nice on birthday day on the Mike O'Mara Show, isn't it?
How have you been? It has been a month of Sunday since I've seen you.
Well, the rain in South Carolina has been positively unbearable. I just feel like I should have a snorkel and fins as opposed to a plantation home.
Well, thank goodness it brought some cool weather with it, and I do believe we will have good cotton next year.
I certainly hope so, but we had one little tragedy at the farm.
Do tell.
On the lower 40, when we got one of those, they called them flash floods.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Jonathan was swept away.
Oh, I am so sorry.
I am sorry.
Will there be a service?
Unfortunately, we didn't have time. I had a girl's tea the following Tuesday.
I remember.
I just had to prepare the house, you understand?
Well, so, the flooding...
Safe home. You're in the arms of your maker now, Jonathan.
The flooding is bad, but as long as it doesn't reach porch level, we can still enjoy our juleps.
That's right. Can I take this little opportunity to say a happy birthday to Christian Andrew Brewster Johnson?
Yes.
Why, Christian Andrew Brewster is just one of the finest men I've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
I think I'll make him a cake. You know, my specialty cake, Old Southern Comfort.
Oh, Old Southern Comfort cake. I don't know whether I like that better than your hummingbird cake.
Oh, it's delicious.
That
4 pounds of fresh butter and hummingbird cake.
That's fantastic. Well, the Southern Bells want to say, Christian Andrew Brewster Johnson, you have a happy birthday. Be sweet. Hello, everyone. I wanted to wish my lovely girlfriend, Christine Banahan, a happy birthday, since her birthday is on October 2nd and mine is on November 14th. It gives me great pleasure to know that she is officially older than me for the next month and a half. I know that announcing this publicly will go far in securing my dream of growing old alone. Thanks so much, Robert Wood.
Robert Wood.
Well said.
Sorry. Just doing that character thing. P.S. For the record, I didn't wait until Wednesday at 2 a.m. to send this letter.
Although some do.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I'd like to wish belated 20th birthday greetings to my son, Alexander, who is currently serving in the United States Navy out of Norfolk, Virginia. We recently visited him on the annual family road trip that I take each summer with my youngest son, Christopher, and my better half. Why am I not being able to shake the
you
Southern accent?
You love the boys.
This year, it was a 5,000-mile round trip from Louisiana to Prince Edward Island, Canada, including several days spent in Acadia National Park.
Nice.
Yay! Very nice.
Alas, my wife just doesn't get it. She was completely perplexed and alarmed when Chris and I would simultaneously yell, Yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
Each time we... Yo-ho, Tina. Each time
Yo-ho!
We pass Timber Tina's Great Maine Lumberjack Show on Route 3. Don't worry, as is an example of the way I read this letter, I didn't remember it either.
Oh, it's a beautiful it's a beautiful show, though.
Thank you. Keep bringing the funny. Avid listener and bonus show subscriber, Robert Jared. And we have
Yo-ho!
One final... Thank you, Tina. We have one final letter here. Hi, guys. Here's the deal. I'm recently divorced, happily.
Nice.
But I don't have any decent romantic prospects right now. My birthday is tomorrow, so clearly I'm the one submitting a birthday request for myself. That's kind of sad.
Yes.
Instead of asking for something from the slot machine of fun, I'd actually like to make an unusual request.
Ooh.
If there are any single male TMOS fans in Tucson, Arizona... not Phoenix, which is 2 hours away and not convenient for dating, please ask them to message me.
Ooh.
I would love to have a date with someone with a sense of humor who gets it. My basic stats, wow, this is somebody who's making a serious
yeah,
play here.
Yeah, it is.
My basic stats, I'm 5'5", 110, slim fit between a size 0 or 2.
Well done.
41 years old, brunette, green eyes, master's degree, professional, non-smoker. I've been a TMOS fan forever, but I've never dated someone who knows or loves the show the way I do.
Pony, get on a plane.
Yeah,
get on a plane today.
I am so flattered. Yes, this is an odd request. No, it's not. I wish we had more of them on
it's
the
mailbag. It's nice, isn't it?
But I'm just feeling frustrated.
Should we eyeball her?
Is there a photo?
I can get you a photo of her. She's very pretty.
Well, oh, I mean, did you eyeball her?
I mean, I saw her photo. As a matter of fact, we met her at our Hooters meet and greet when we were in Fort Myers.
Oh,
but she was with her husband then.
Well, she's, you know,
okay,
she's
okay, can you send us a picture?
I can.
I think, Rob, would you care to give a celebrity she most resembles?
Who is, her name escapes me right now, Mrs. Ted Danson?
Mrs.
Oh,
Ted.
Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen.
Yes, very pretty.
That's fine with me. That's fantastic. So she sounds like a catch, a TMOS fan forever, and she wants to date somebody who likes the show as well.
Pony, get on a plane.
Yes.
I'm on my way.
This is an odd request. No, she's a non-smoker, Oscar.
Oh, Pony, quit smoking and get on a plane.
If she mentions the smoking in this, you know it's got to be a big deal.
No go. Right. Yeah, no. So, yeah. What are you down to, 2 packs a day?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, you lost again.
Winston.
Yes, this is an odd request. Just feeling a little frustrated. And yes, I'm a little desperate. I'm a pretty great girl. You sound like it. But the Tucson dating scene is limited to and has been largely disappointing. So it's all those cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, I don't think she wants him.
Well, Tucson is closer. Well, is what it, I think.
Well, U of A's there. Why don't you get on CougarLife.com and pick up one of those young studs?
Feel that. Brilliant idea. I feel weird that I'm even submitting this request to you, but desperate times. What the F do I have to lose? Drinks and combo with a single TMOS fan sounds pretty damn enjoyable right about now. Love to all of you, even Pony and the interns from Kristen. God, I hope I don't regret this after the wine wears off. Let me just say, Kristen, that takes an amazing amount of courage to do what you have done. More, you've got more guts than anybody
that
in our
listening
audience.
That email yells DTF.
That's
someone
right.
Get at her.
There it is.
In the interest
two
of
days,
her own safety.
2 days in a row for DTF, and now that I've just learned it, I'm enjoying it. Thank you. Yes.
I withheld her last name. If you are interested in making contact with her, message me and I will forward it along.
Oh, you're her surrogate.
Well, if it's someone that has, like, you know, a hockey mask in their status picture, I don't think that's
you'll
for her.
Vet them.
Yeah, I'll try to
Jesus.
Vet them.
We have to break.
We must break, Mike.
This has been a very long mailbag.
We have a guest waiting.
Oh, that's right. We got to talk to Nicky Diamond, the fantasy football expert. He's got the picks this week for us, and Nicky has assured me that he's going to have a better attitude this week.
Good.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Nicky Diamond and talking fantasy football right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Is that a subscription to the TMOS bonus show?
Well, let's try it. It's good stuff, and it's strong.
Did you guys know that it's even easier to download from the TMOS app? And it's another fine show from the boys at the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm sure you'll accept no other.
For just pennies a show, you get guaranteed laughs.
A safe bet anytime.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Subscribe today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by FanDuel. Fantasy football fans, if you are only playing season-long fantasy football, you're missing out. You got to try FanDuel. FanDuel is one-week fantasy football. Just choose your contest, pick your team, and win. I love FanDuel. It's got contests for beginners or bigger tournaments for more experienced players. Cash prizes are paid out every single week. Setting up a lineup is easy, and it was easy enough where I could have gotten into the TMOS League, but I was tardy.
Got to be on it. Got to stay on it.
Here's the way you do it. Let me explain it, because I didn't do this, and I should do this every week. I got obsessed this week with putting the correct lineup, my final lineup in right away. No, just get yourself some placeholders. You do it on Tuesday morning. You
That's
put the placeholders
and you can
in
revise.
There, yes. And then you can tweak it and take your time when you have the time to do it. I made that mistake, so I didn't get into the TMOS League, but then I got into the Sunday Million again and went to my optimizer, got my lineup. I'm still going to do some more tweaking, and I'm excited about it. You can play against us by accessing our TMOS League at FanDuel.com/TMOS. Have they tweaked that, Oscar, or is it still kind of confusing?
It still says listeners. It doesn't say the show.
I hope they fix that. We'd love to see that. Try FanDuel now and get up to a $50 free entry. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. Is it me, or is the show moving at like 570 miles an hour?
Rocket speed.
Speaking of flying by, let's get Nikki Diamond on the line.
Woo. Nikki Diamond, a fantasy expert from Pahrump, Nevada. And we are very, very excited always to have Nikki with his fantasy football insights and his insights about the NFL.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
And he has assured me he's going to be all in this week. Maybe
I heard you guys had a better week last week.
Yeah, he did good last week.
Well, yeah. Well, I did.
We've got that 16-week commitment. Nikki?
Nikki, are you there?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How you
Nikki!
Doing?
Nikki Diamond! Woo! Nikki Diamond, hey. Fantasy expert. How are you? Nikki, you know, I know that you know, we spoke after the show, and we talked about the fact that you know, we don't want to do all that much headbutting, and you assured me, as I told the listeners, that it's going to be a wonderful attitude this week. So for anybody that was concerned about that, I just wanted to share that with everybody. So we're delighted to have you on the show again, Nikki.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. My mom said if you have nothing nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all. So,
give him a round of applause.
Ah, nice.
Give him a round of applause.
Wise
that's
words
fantastic.
From Mother Diamond.
DiamondPicks.net.
DiamondPicks.net. And the background on this, seriously, is that, you know, when we were asking our remedial fantasy questions of Nikki Diamond, he got a little testy because he...
Irate.
He lives in that arena with all these people that live it every single day, and we don't, so we're not experts. So when we're throwing stuff out there, you know, it's something that gets a little, it gets a little, we're curious about it, Nikki. So hopefully all is well, and we're excited to have you on, and the NFL is off to a great start again. Lots of interesting stuff going on, right?
Oh, fantastic. Are we gonna talk about last week, though? We're going to talk about that, right?
We're going to talk about last week.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, what happened last week? What were some of the highlights?
What's your take?
There's a lot of people in, out. A lot of people won some money, Nikki. What's going on?
Well, my diamond pick of the week, you know, Mike Evans. I said he'd get 150 yards and a TD. He got 132 yards and a TD. I nailed it. So.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Well, congratulations. Okay, I'm not sure that I didn't know you were going to go there. Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic. I thought you know, that was your guy. Did you mention him on our show last week?
Yeah, you think I'm doing a lot of shows, really?
I don't know, Nikki. I'm not sure whether you're doing a lot of shows or not.
I have a real tough git over here.
Well, Nikki, we like having you on the show, man. Everything's
good. I love it. Hey, Bermuda boy? Is he back? Bermuda boy?
Yeah, he's back.
Oscar's here.
He's the one cackling in the background, pissing me off already on the show today. Yes.
Thanks for coming back, Bermuda boy.
Hey, Nikki, you ever been to the islands?
Yeah, you ever been there? Do you vacation, Nikki?
A fan of football is my vacation.
Nikki, let me ask you this, and I think our listeners would want to know: when you want to get away, when you want to have a little break, where do you? What do you do? What do you do to relax besides fantasy football? What do you do for fun?
I go to Venice. Well, I mean the Venetian.
Oh, it's Venetian Hotel.
It's pretty close by.
Short drive for him.
Pretty close by, I'm sure. Sheldon Adelson would be happy to hear that on the show. That's wonderful.
Very authentic.
That's great. So, yeah. Do you play any particular games? Are you a slots guy, a blackjack guy? What's you a poker player?
I'm a poker guy. Mm-hmm. No limit hold'em. That's my game.
Attaboy.
You know, you gotta bet big to win.
Are you the kind of guy, Nikki, that wears sunglasses when you play poker?
I am not a douchebag. I don't resent that you.
Whoa, hey.
He didn't mean anything by that, Nikki.
Hey.
He didn't mean anything by that.
We don't like those guys. Let me look you in the eye like a man.
And how's everything going in the Diamond House household? Everything all right?
Let's move on.
Whoa. Hey, Nikki, are you ready for our picks of the week? You want to get some feedback on what we're getting into?
Hold on a second. Yeah. Before we get that, wanted to move on. I mean, you talked about it a little bit, and I'm just, I know you've been on the show just a couple of times, but
right.
are you okay? That's the stuff. I'll leave it at that. I just wanted to ask you if you're okay.
I you know what? To be honest, I enjoy coming on with you guys, and I feel like you're my friends, and I'm a guy that could use some friends, so... So you know what? Right now, I am okay. Thank you.
That's nice.
All right. That's a little
cryptic, honest answer.
But, that's fantastic. Okay, I guess we can...
Friend is an awfully strong word, but it's very nice that he feels good.
Yeah. When's the last time... I'm sorry, but I can't get by this. When's the last time you went to the Strip, like the Venetian or the Strip or anywhere in Vegas?
I go there every weekend, basically, you know, when I have the money.
That's healthy. Okay. Yeah.
Nikki, when he has the money, Mike.
Is there any way you can figure out the odds on Rob's left lung?
That was Rob hacking in the background. Have you ever battled any health problems, Nikki?
To me, life is a health problem, so I'm battling it every
day. Okay. All right, that's great. Well, let's move on. Yes.
Who's your fantasy football player of the week?
A.J. Green, Oscar. A.J. Green is my wide receiver from your Cincinnati Bengals. I'm starting him this week, and I wanted to get Nikki's take on A.J. Green. So take it away, Nikki Diamond.
Next pick.
Hold on, man. Whoa.
Mike won some cash last week. How dare you?
Yeah, I won last week. I had a good week. You're saying what? Does that mean you're not backing this guy or what? I mean, is this a bad pick?
No, it's Thursday night game. Short week. Yeah. You never know how that affects a player. The Bengals, they didn't play that well last week. Dolphins, they did finally win a game. It is at home. Look, Mike, it's a fine pick.
Okay.
You know what? A Honda Civic, it's a fine car.
All right. Okay. I get it. Here we go again. I get it, Nikki. I get it. I understand what you're saying, okay? I understand. The problem I had last week. The problem I had last week was that I just wish you would be a little bit more understanding that this is not what I do every week, okay? So I understand. So you're telling me it's a crap pick? Just come out and tell me it's a crap pick.
No, it's a fine pick. And, you know, some people go through life trying to get a C+.
Okay, Rob, you're next. I don't want to deal with this anymore. All right. I don't want to deal with this crap.
So far this season, I've had tremendous success at quarterback, but you got to spend to get a good quarterback. Is Cam Newton worth the money this week?
This is a guy, Cam Newton, that he responds to the controversy. And every now and again, there's what I like to call, Rob, the sweet spot in fantasy football, where you have a guy who's on the verge of breaking out, who's playing a team who's on the verge of allowing a player at that position to break out. And you haven't quite done that this week, but you are close.
Okay, good. I'm close.
Yes.
Jesus. Okay, Cam Oscar, Newton, you want to?
He will bounce back. I don't think he's going to be worth your FanDuel money.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, very nice. Thank you, and thanks for getting the plug in for FanDuel. Oscar, you're next.
Yes, C's that get degrees, Nikki Diamond, as I've always said. Not in grad school, but definitely an undergrad. And I'll say that, for me, Sam Bradford has been averaging a solid C as far as the performance. Is he ready to break out?
Well, you know what? This is a guy who gets it. Because this is a guy
Me?
Who's going?
Thank you.
Dan Bradford. Oh, maybe you're in Bermuda and you got some the sunshine has made you smarter. Hey.
Look who's getting the look at that's put me in a better mood. Look who's getting the gold star this year.
Yeah. All the stars are shining on Oscar football? Santana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lucky.
Giants, Kirk Cousins threw all over them. Dak Prescott threw on them. I think Sam Bradford will play well on Monday night. Not the best player, but there's good value there. Good value there. And Bermuda Boy, you probably need value after spending all that money that your parents gave you last
year. Pretty exciting.
How dare you? How dare
Nikki,
you?
Nikki, always a pleasure. It's always a diamond pick of the week.
It's not
I'm
diamond
sorry.
Pick of the week.
Sorry, pardon me for wanting to hustle him off the phone. Nikki, what is your diamond pick of the week? Go ahead.
Well, we got Jordan Howard for the Bears. He's a rookie. He started playing last week. He played well. Their season is done. They're 0-3. They're going to start giving it to the young guys. He's playing the Lions. They have the worst run defense in the league. Jordan Howard, running back, rookie, Chicago Bears. Diamond pick of the week. Line him up!
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Nikki. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Always exciting. That's Nikki Diamond, everybody.
Not his best week, but, Mike, also not his worst.
Yes. Oscar, you wanted to
Mike,
say something?
Mike, when we return, we have breaking news. It looks like a New Jersey train has crashed into the platform in New York, and we will have all the news as it's breaking when we come back.
Wow. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode, we're going to talk about pet peeves. Gary, do you have any pet peeves?
Well,
does he have any?
Yeah, finding good help.
There's a lot more hostility on this episode, too. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Everybody buy a T-shirt except Rob Ford.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon.com, we tell you all the time, it's got everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and this is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. So whether it's a crucifix, a length of rope, a sharpened wooden stake, a sprig of wolf's bane, or just a lovely little wreath to put on your door.
Lovely.
If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would, and may God pray for you on these long autumn nights. Cheers. We've got a short break here, Rob.
Yes, we do.
Am
we
I
do
right
indeed.
About that?
We are a little behind.
Oscar said he's got some breaking news about a train. Obviously, when he jumps in like that, it's something I'm not aware of that's going on right now, but something that's pretty significant.
You can actually pull up the CNN feed if you don't mind.
Did
I know
this
a podcast.
Happen?
This just happened. If you can pull up the headphone jack for right here. It says 100 hurt, some seriously New Jersey passenger train has crashed into the platform here in Hoboken. If you've ever been in New York.
Oh, that looks like a mess. That looks like a mess. You know, whenever you see anything like this, your first thought is, what is it?
I've got a CNN feed coming in, Mike, if you want to hear for 2 seconds.
If it was following the speed restrictions in the yard, because you kind of creep through the yard out of the tunnel, because it's that you exit the tunnel and you are in the rail yard, and in about, you know, half a mile, you are in the station. So,
just to give some perspective.
Okay,
oh,
so
what
Paul
a mess, though. I'm looking
by,
at the pictures now.
Yeah, it looks like the train didn't stop as it was pulling into the station.
Oof.
Yeah, at rush hour, and the platform was pretty crowded.
Gotta be slammed, yeah.
So, Mike, I don't think
nobody killed so far, though, injuring more than 100, some seriously.
Right now, the crash just as it happened or after it happened. This is from Twitter, from a man who was on the train. Let's look.
So they're showing video now. It's not going to translate to the audio podcast, but images posted on social media showed severe structural damage at the terminal, a major transit hub across the Hudson River from Manhattan, and part of the roof appeared to have collapsed. As we mentioned before, they had everybody on that platform at rush hour, and it looks horrible.
God, it's weird to imagine a train wreck. Sounds like something from 1930, and I know they have safety things in place
measures
to prevent this, but there has to be some human error at play.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. When they say 100 injured, I just hope there's nobody severely affected by this. But you've got the extent of the injuries not immediately known. An emergency responder monitoring the situation said that an urban search and rescue team has been deployed and will assist in shoring up the structure and helping to remove people from the train. So I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but you know, we'll let you know if we find out anything before we leave the air. But you know, it's funny. Are you guys like me when Oscar says that, and suddenly I go to the website, I immediately think foul play.
Yeah,
now.
No, I think that's natural. You know, I think that's absolutely natural.
Yeah, you think terrorism now.
Yeah,
I mean, we've been changed to
but
think
there's
that.
No, I should point out, there's absolutely nothing to in indicate. This news story about that. This could be mechanical failure. This could be a heart attack from one of the train operators. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, and for some perspective, when something like this happens when we're doing the show live, not just for our listeners that are watching on Ustream or listening on the stream, I really think it's just, you know, it's our job to as you're going to news you may not need, to really highlight this is happening. This
right.
is real.
Yeah, time. And by the way, if you're wondering, it was going towards Jersey. This train went into Hoboken. That's Frank Sinatra's birthplace.
Right.
You know, that's a major, major
relatively
hub.
Close to the city, isn't it?
Right
very
across,
close.
Right across the river.
Right across the river, very close to the city. And, you know, it's packed. It's New York. It's a Thursday morning, middle of the work week. That's very, very scary. We'll keep you posted. And it looks like, look, I don't know how many people and how seriously hurt they are, but there is severe, from the pictures I'm looking at, just severe damage to this building, which means that, you know, a train slammed into it. So
right.
we're going to have to, you know, keep you posted on that one. So that's terrible. That's terrible. We wish everybody the very best up there. Let's take a break. We'll come back, lighten the mood a little bit with some news you may not need. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Not that Nikki Diamond didn't lighten the mood on The Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you, I want to just delve into Nikki's life, you know, next week.
As we get to know him, I think we'll understand him better.
I felt like that today. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry.
Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear The Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's my favorite.
I love him. I hate him. I love him. I hate him. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The problem with jeans is that the really good pairs typically cost $200 or $300. I'm here to tell you about Distilled and the bargain brands that either look terrible, fall apart, or both until now because of Distilled. They have revolutionized the fashion industry. By the way, Distilled is D-S-T-L-D.
Right.
That's the way it's spelled. Remember that. It'll be important later, and there will be a test.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, they have created timeless luxury grade denim, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at $65. We love this,
Mike.
Really,
I am
really
proud
good.
To say that now with the Distilled jeans, I can pay a fraction of the price for the jeans that I love. And I'll tell you, I've paid a pretty penny in the past, but
yes.
Now for a fraction, I get a better quality jean with a better fit, and I get it sent to my home.
There is no markup, no BS. Just go to distilled.com. That's D-S-T-L-D.com. Want to make sure that you know that website. It's D-S-T-L-D.com. Find the perfect fit and see for yourself why A-list celebrities have been spotted in Vogue and GQ in Distilled jeans, everybody. Even Oscar Santana wears them.
See, Oscar.
Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
Now is the best time to do it.
Always. And get $10 off your purchase. That's dstld.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. 5 easy letters. Remember them. dstld.com/TMOS. And you're going to love the way you look.
News.
Boo. Jeez, what a day. My goodness, crazy today. You'll be seeing a lot of Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live this fall because he's going to
Yay.
Make guest... He's going to make, yeah, that's
right.
He's going to make guest appearances as Donald Trump, beginning with the premiere this weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says he's on board to do it for the entire season, or maybe just until November, depending on how things go. It's kind of like what they did last year with Larry David playing Bernie Sanders.
Bring him back on a regular basis, yeah.
Now, Daryl Hammond played Trump last season. I don't like Daryl Hammond's Trump. I think it's Daryl Hammond doing Daryl Hammond again.
Yeah, okay.
But before that, he was played by Taron Killam. Daryl's still with SNL as the show's announcer, but Taron won't be back this season. Alec is friends with Lorne Michaels. We all know that.
Did Taron get fired because he got heavier than 140 pounds? They had to cut him out?
I'm not sure why they bagged him. I like Taron Killam.
He does some funny stuff. He does. But he is pretty good. He's definitely a Lorne guy, though.
He's a Lorne guy, but he's not anymore because he's out the door. Steve Martin is a close second from Alec Baldwin with 15. Alec has hosted the show 16 times. Since he won't be hosting, these appearances won't add to his tally. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Please, all you Saturday Night Live statisticians, keep that in mind.
Brad Pitt has nothing to hide when it comes to any alleged drug use. A source close to the Pitt-Angelina Jolie child custody dispute tells Entertainment Tonight. The 52-year-old actor is reportedly being investigated for child abuse after getting into an argument with his and Jolie's 15-year-old son Maddox during a flight home on their private plane from Europe earlier this month. You know, I know everybody, no matter what their income level, can have issues and problems,
sure.
But it's just interesting when you hear on their disastrous fight because they were so upset taking their private jet back from their home in Europe.
Yes.
It's
tough to feel bad for anybody.
It is. It really is. The source says that while authorities did not require Pitt to take a drug test, he voluntarily took one as sort of a preemptive strike in the custody battle process.
Good.
Can you imagine how bad the fight would have been if they had been in the third region of a Southwest air flight? It would have been much worse.
Oh, absolutely. A lot more people to, you know, hit the elbows. Amy Schumer is a lot of things. Comedian, actress, opponent of the term plus size. But she's now officially a danger to your data. Intel named Amy Schumer the most dangerous cyber celebrity in their 10th annual list of the most dangerous celebrities to search on the web, succeeding last year's most wanted DJ Amy Van Buren. That means that all of the people you could, of all the people you could Google, Schumer's name is the one most likely to be associated with malware.
Huh.
Right behind the train wreck pony. Pony's like going, all those hours. right behind the train wreck star on the list are Justin Bieber, Carson Daly, Will Smith, Rihanna, and Miley Cyrus. Although the actress comedian tops off the list, other comedians follow suit with Daniel Tosh, Nikki Glaser, and Kevin Hart, to name a few. Intel used research from their own McAfee security software to rank the danger of celebrity searches. If you search Amy Schumer, there is a 16% chance the results will lead you to a site containing malware.
Whoa. So
wow.
You know, it's kind of random, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm glad you covered that list because apparently my most Googled celebrity, I'm still safe, which is Melissa McCarthy fake nude.
Very exciting. We found a list online of things you should never do in a public bathroom. It's a list that I like.
Yeah,
and
Oscar.
Here we go.
Chess.
Number one, never skip the whole hand washing thing.
Yeah.
Don't just get them wet and pretend to wash. Take the extra 10 seconds and lather up. I'm pretty big on that. I'm pretty big on really not only washing my hands, but making a bit of a show of it to show anyone that might be in there that I'm washing my
hands.
You
feel like you're setting a good example.
Yeah, I always do. That's my own paranoia. Never go into a stall together with a friend. Sometimes women get away with it. Otherwise, people assume you're doing drugs or getting it on.
Hey,
so
come here, Adrian. I want you to get in the stall with me.
Number three, never text someone while you're waiting for a stall or standing at a urinal. It creeps people out because you could be recording them.
Yeah, you know, I've seen people on their phone, and like if you're in a line in a concert or a sporting event in the bathroom, keep your phone in your pocket. No good can come of that.
Come on. Number four, never use the urinal right next to a guy if there's another one open. That I totally am down.
Pony.
With.
Yeah.
I don't do that. There's nothing creepier if you're standing like in a ballpark and you've got 10 urinals and you're using one and the guy saddles in right next to you.
What Pony does, and this is what I hate, we went to a concert together and he came right next to me and he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, is this taken?
How's it going?
You do the little peek over.
Yeah, sure.
Number five, never use the hand dryer if they also have paper towels. Okay, that's interesting.
Why?
A recent study found they blast germs all over the room. I hate
Have you seen the Dyson hand dryer?
The Airblade. I love the Airblade.
Oh, the Airblade is disgusting.
No, it's fantastic.
You can't put your hand in there without occasionally rubbing up against the rubber part. It's
gross.
No,
you don't touch it. You have to be very careful.
I don't want to be very
careful. I'm not going to play Operation with my hands and germs.
Hey, just because you're older and you have the shakes, Mike. I have perfect control of my facilities, and I love the Dyson Airblade.
I cannot believe you like this
with
your hams on the end of your
arms.
What the hell's going on?
Well, Mike, if I gained 10 more pounds, I'd get stuck in the Airblade.
No, but you know what I like? You know the best thing is the automatic paper dispenser where you wave your hand in front of it and it poops out the paper.
Yeah, that's good. No touching. It's good.
And here's an obvious one. Number 6, never leave the toilet unflushed. If you don't want to touch the handle, use your foot. Just get it done and flush twice if you have to. Amen. I totally believe in that. So there they all are. People want Halloween to be spooky, scary, not predator violating their family scary. Apparently, Home Depot has been selling a Halloween decoration called Scary Peeper Creeper.
Oh, no.
Peeper.
It's a pretty realistic-looking man's face in a hoodie that you attach to a window with suction cups, so it looks like the guy is spying on you. People complained, so they announced that they were going to stop selling
it. Oh, my God. This is really
freaky. Did you see it?
Yes.
I saw the picture of it. You're supposed to put it on your window. It's so far still available on their website for $30. Just Google Scary Peeper Creeper if you want to buy one.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's not okay at all.
That's a little twisted, any place ever. Yeah, that's not cool.
Most of our intern candidates.
Thank you. And now a little something, something. It must have been a very good conversation. A man on Saturday in an Orlando area subway, that, by the way, is in Florida, everybody.
Sure.
He robbed the subway while talking on the phone, according to police. The Orlando Sentinel reports that the man entered an Orlando area subway at about 10:45 p.m., ordered the cashier to stuff the contents of the cash register into a bag. Deputies said the man was on the phone during the entire time, having a conversation, and was holding a gun during the robbery. The cashier placed the money into the man's bag, and he left the store, and there's no word on whether they have caught the guy, according to deputies. But, of course, it does give me another opportunity.
Oh, do you have a new one?
Our slogan of the day.
Good.
Florida, come for the sunshine, stay for the multitasking.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just going to have lots of those before the year's over. We will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos of entertainment history.
Like Hall & Oates.
Sonny and Cher.
Sanford and Son.
Ben and Jerry.
Don and Mike.
And of course, our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
Thank you, Nikki. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Tracky. We all live in an era of smart cars, smart phones, smart everything. We love being smart, but you don't feel smart when you lose something, especially if it's your keys. People feel really dumb. Now you can say goodbye to that thanks to our good friends at Tracker. What is Tracker? It is a coin-sized device locating misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers. In Rob's case, even his dog.
Yes, because I got to find that collar. Where's my Linus, good boy?
There he is. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, well, it goes the other way. You press the button on Tracker, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. 1.5 million devices. That is the largest crowd GPS network in the world with Tracker. So your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for a 30% off discount. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Mystery. Enjoy that, everybody. And now, let's open up the audio vault. Here he is, everybody. Rob Spiewak, take it away with your sounds.
Hey, O'Reilly.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Yeah. All right, Rob. You know, I know you got a lot of questions, but we want to hear the sounds. The folks, and who's looking out for the folks?
Yeah, you got to look out for the
right
folks,
now,
O'Reilly.
It's me looking out for the folks, and they want to hear the
sound. Well, this is a political question that sets up the sound. Is the idea of a third-party candidate, is it valid, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you figure they're polling in certain states, battlegrounds.
Where?
Battleground states, you know, they're polling pretty well. So,
how
you know,
about this? They had an interview with Gary Johnson. I love the people.
Oh, my God, I got to get out of the O'Reilly to tell you this. Did you see? By the way, I am such a political junkie that I happen to see this live.
Oh, this is Oscar, have you heard this?
I haven't seen it live.
You will love this.
Let me just say before you play the clip. When Chris Matthews did this with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president, he said we're going to have rapid fire now. And he said we might be – Chris Matthews understood the moment and said we might make a little news right now.
Yeah.
And I am stunned that this is not more viral than the last cranial cramp this guy
has. I think it will grow through the day.
Think it's going to grow?
I do. Oh, this is Gary Johnson. He was on Hardball.
He was with his
running mate. His name is William Weld, who almost helped him out. Almost. But here is really what I consider a pretty easy question on Hardball last night.
For a presidential candidate.
For Gary Johnson.
Who's your favorite foreign leader?
Who's my favorite?
Just name anywhere in the country, any one of the continents, any country. Name one foreign leader that you respect and look up to. Anybody.
Mine was Shimon Peres.
Okay, I'm talking about living. Go ahead. You got to do this anywhere, any continent, Canada, Mexico, Europe, over there, Asia, South America, Africa. Name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Vicente Fox?
I'm having a brain.
Who's your favorite?
Oscar, the audio does not do it justice.
This guy is a complete hack.
He's a clown.
He is a clown.
Man. I mean, I'm sorry. I know you say, oh, it's one moment. No, it's two now. And you're running for president and you can't even pull
at least say Putin. Yeah. Say something.
Maya, take
Kim Jong Il.
And by the way, you know, you got Chris Matthews who's feeding you the countries to make exactly. you jog you. Yeah. You know?
Something. But you know what I take away from that? I do believe Chris Matthews should be the debate moderator because he has got the balls to get in there.
But he's on the partisan network and he's known as a partisan. So that might be cool.
But
he had his problems with Hillary Clinton in the past, too. So, I mean, you know, I just think this was stunning. And
strike two, Gary Johnson.
Stalin.
Barack Obama. He wanted a live one. That would have been funny. That would have been a save.
Does Stalin count? Waka, waka, waka.
Now, Mike, you and I have been at odds for literally years about Alton Brown. I like Alton Brown. You do not like Alton Brown.
No, however, I think he's like a bad golf instructor. He makes things more complicated than they need to be.
This clip is so gross to me. I might be coming over to your side. He's hawking a book. He was on the show called The Chew, which is hosted by lots of cooks, including the big Mario Batali, who's actually doing this interview.
They bring cooks onto a show and pretend that they're celebrities.
Exactly. This is Alton Brown talking about something odd that he does when he's on a book tour.
Well, you're on the road 140 shows last year, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any quirky, unusual hotel habits that we should hear about?
I was afraid this would come up. All right. So this is actually a bad habit. It's bad. It's bad. Bad habit from book touring. You go on a book tour, you get done with signing, you get back to the hotel exactly 10 minutes after room service stops. There's not a kitchen open within 5 miles. So you start going down the halls and just see what people may have put out.
Oh!
Don't judge me!
It's not like, don't
This happened one night. I'm like at a Ritz-Carlton, and I'm going down the hall, and there's like half of a club sandwich, and I'm like,
I have so thought about that, but I've never...
Well, I went there.
I love this guy.
Rules, though. Slices of pizza are fine. A sandwich is fine if it's been cut and not bitten
into.
Soup. No. Never soup. Oh. By the way, I one time took the entire top of a wedding cake.
So that's that's Alton Brown. Does that make you like him more or less?
Yeah, more. Makes me like him more.
See,
it
to me, that's like so disgusting. I could never do that.
What I love about it is he lets himself open like that, and you got to think maybe it's true. You know, and that's funny
and
to me.
Ritz Carlton.
Yeah, that's a pretty good club sandwich.
The leftovers are probably really
good. Club sandwich.
I mean, haven't we all? We've been in hotels. Haven't you ever kind of glanced?
Oh, you always look.
Bermuda, and I kicked a tray outside of a door, and I said, oh, look, pizza.
And Mike, about the pizza in the garbage. Let's bury that.
Hello.
All right, let us close with this and one more tape. They're related. You know the Meatloaf song, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, right?
Okay.
When he was recording it with Jim Steinman, who wrote Bat Out of Hell and all the music for him.
I don't know that.
Jim Steinman is the guy that wrote that song for him. Jim Steinman said, everyone is going to know what that is. I Will Do Anything But Love, But I Won't Do That. Meatloaf says, no, Meatloaf said no one
Are
will
they
know.
Talking about The Bad Place?
No, no, no. As a matter of fact, Meatloaf will explain what it is, but Meatloaf says no one's going to get it. And Steinman said they will. They bet $100. And
I
Meatloaf,
would do anything for love, but I wouldn't do that.
So Meatloaf lost $100, but that's only the first part of this tape. The other part is Meat sounds great.
It was Jimmy in the studio that said to me, nobody's going to know what that is. And I said, of course they will. People aren't stupid, you know. And so we bet $100. I lost $100. And I've had to, for those of you who want to know right now what that is, it is the line before every chorus. And I think there's seven of them or eight of them. One of them is, I'll never stop dreaming of you every night of my life. Jesus, I'll never do it better than I do it with you. I'd run into hell and back. The problem is the way Jimmy writes. And by the time we get to the end of I Won't Do That, people forget the line, I'll never stop dreaming of you.
What is his point?
The point is that the answer is in the song.
Jesus Christ, I was aging
also,
during that answer. What's
there
he talking
used to
about?
Be, was it on VH1 or MTV Storytellers?
Storytellers was VH1.
Yeah, they should come out with a new series. I know they're trying to bring Viacom back, yeah. Mike. It's last right. Storytellers because I can't believe
That's
this guy
story?
Is still
sounds,
alive.
You yeah.
really sounds
on
like
him.
He's going to drop some what? But, yeah. But here's the kit. What is I Wouldn't Do That? What is it?
That is preceded in the song. Walk into hell, forget you on your dime. Day, it's actually written into the song, and Jim Steinman thought everyone's going to get that, and no one got it. But
oh,
Mike, I'll tell you this: one thing that
care.
I know you do love.
Yeah.
I know you love when Meatloaf sings.
Let me sleep on it.
Sounds better there.
Baby, let me sleep on it.
Hey, Meat.
Oh, we're getting this from the tower, Mike.
Down
He's
again.
Going to be okay.
That poor
what
guy.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
I you know, I always say, listen and get it. I'm not sure I get that.
Mike, that was the Mad Libs of explanations.
I don't get it.
I was fascinated by the tone of his voice, though.
Yes, the voice was worth it. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you for the gifts. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.